New Orleans welcomes Taylor Swift tonight as she kicks off the first of three concerts in the Crescent City, and they're plenty excited as Swifties and the Eras Tour are already making an economic impact on the city. Mark Romig with New Orleans & Company says Swifties from all over the world have been spending money in the city all week long.
You have a number of people that came in early, so the activity in the downtown area has been tremendous. Lots of action with the restaurants and attractions.
Cervical cancer prevention is expanding with a newly approved self-collection method for HPV testing. Associate Director of LSU LCMC Health Cancer Center, Dr. Donna Williams, says no HPV means no cervical cancer, and self-collection will increase access to testing for the virus. And
we really have the opportunity to get more and more women tested for cervical cancer and then treated if they have an early condition that's completely curable.
Louisiana's public colleges are seeking $142 million in additional state funding for the next fiscal year. Higher Ed Commissioner Kim Hunter Reed says some of the money would go to programs that help adult students earn college credits at community colleges or technical schools.
Increase in adult financial aid and need-based aid, because if students can't afford it, they can't achieve it.
Reed says they need more funding because private employers are always looking for more qualified workers in Louisiana. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm John Burns on TIX FM.